You with us, Ribby?
Okay, apparently we lost Ribby Paltz. We will try to reconnect with him. Again, if you'd like to subscribe to the Paltz Draft Newsletter, and I'm sure we'll have him on again here in a couple weeks for the NFL Draft, it's 1-800-R-PALTZ, 1-800-R-PALTZ, if you'd like to get that newsletter.
What the hell, Dan's going on?
Hey, well, that's what we're wondering, too.
Hi, Ribby.
What's
that?
What you damn doing to me? I'm trying to file a report. You're hanging up on me. Everything going crazy.
Okay, well, let's get to the report. So you covered the championship game for us?
That's crap correct, Mellow Man. Before I file the report, let's all pause to remember the late, great of Ben Lutton.
You're breaking up on us, Ribby, so we missed that name. Pause to remember who?
You got me there, Mellow Man?
Yeah, we do.
I said, let's all pause to remember the late, great Osama bin Laden.
Oh, why? Why would we do that?
No, I mean Jim Valvano.
How did you get those confused?
Oh, my God. What did I just say?
I don't know.
An article. I'm sorry. I was reading an article about the how to prevent terrorism, and oh, my God. That's horrible.
Yeah, you said bin Laden, not Valvano.
My bad. I love going to New Orleans, and I want to thank you guys for sending me to New Orleans.
Well, we didn't send you. I think you just wandered down there.
I tell you, that's the land of the strippers that have a little something extra in the pants department. You know what I'm saying?
No. We did get you
You know what I'm saying there, Giorgio? Just last night I picked up this 56-year-old stripper who was smoking hot.
Mm.
Well, she was smoking at least. And you know, I guess she was kind of hot. As hot as you can be with half a leg and extensive facial scarring. But
jeez.
But when I got her back to my room and peeled off her clothing, and after I got over the smell, I got a little pleasant surprise.
What's
because
that?
Because she was lady up top and man down below.
All right. Can we talk about the game?
New Orleans is the worst place for him to be.
So I just started, you know, bobbing for apples there. You know what I'm saying? Going as fast as I could go. I had a watch up there with some Granny Smith in it. I love bobbing for apples.
What about the game?
Well, I tell you what, there, Georgia, and I'm glad you asked me about this because I'm a talent evaluator for the Kentucky.
Uh huh.
And I want to give you a tip. If you're looking for potential draftable players, look out for this young kid named Anthony Davis.
Oh, he's really going on the limb here.
Yeah.
Now, he's only a freshman, but I think he's going to be a good player. Not only a good player, but a good player man.
Oh, okay. Well, what do you like about him?
Well, I think he's got a great dribble percentage. And an impossible jump to knee ratio. And I think that's good. It's good.
So let me get this straight. You're giving us a tip on the guy projected to go number one overall in the draft.
Yes, projected number one overall in the draft by me. I don't know how many people have picked up on it yet.
Yeah, we hadn't heard that until today. Thanks, Ribby.
Is that right?
Yeah.
Oh, that's good. All right. Well, there you go. That's a little tip for you. And I want to thank you guys for the press pass. It really was very much an honor to be representing the good ticket.
Yeah.
Good ticket.
You okay?
Were you like courtside?
I don't know. I actually skipped the game.
What do you mean you skipped the game?
Well, I was outside and I was thinking about going in, but I ended up selling my press pass to some guy who had some sort of suicide vest strapped to his chest. He paid me $1,000 for my press pass.
Oh, my gosh, Ribby.
Yeah, I haven't got to the part in the article that talks about how to spot terrorists and prevent terrorism yet. So
at least you're reading it. A little late.
But plus, you know, I really don't like going into the Superdome.
Why?
You know, since the Katrina's doo-dooed it all up.
Well, it's nice now. They fixed it up.
Oh, they have? They cleaned it up?
Yeah, well, they're there.
They found a make-ready on it?
Yeah, it looks good.
That was a long time ago.
Oh, okay. Well, I didn't know that they had cleaned it up and everything. Well, maybe I should have gone into it after all. Damn, I missed the final game.
This was supposed to be a report on the final game.
Oh, it is?
Yes.
Here's a report coming in 3, 2,
this will be good.
1. Bye!
Oh, God. Oh, he's completely given
worst
up.
Worst one.